Ketchikan,
Kotzebue,
Dillingham,
Sitka,
Chugia,
Fairbanks,
Fort Yukon,
Wrangell,
Barrow,
Unalaska, Dutch Harbor,
Alaknarechmute.
This is AK on Alaska News Nightly. I'm Annie Feit. This week on AK, Ghost Town. Until the late 90s, Adak was a bustling military base. It had a bowling alley, a movie theater, and housing for thousands. Now, with the Navy gone, the Aleutian town sits mostly empty. There's a chance Arctic drilling could turn it into a boom town, but right now, it feels like a collection of modern ruins. KUCB's Alexandra Gutierrez traveled to Adak to find out what it's like to live among them.
A couple years ago, the producer of the Blair Witch Project came to Adak to see about filming a zombie movie there. It's basically a pre-made set. There are abandoned buildings everywhere, and even just poking around the barracks, I got creeped out.
Gosh, this is just really spooky. There's broken glass everywhere. I wish I had a flashlight.
The hospital, the officers' clubs, a weapons facility known as the Seven Doors of Doom, that was all sold to the Aleut Corporation when the Navy decided to close its base in 1997. A small town grew up in its place. Cynthia Galaktionov first came to Adak in the 90s, and given the town's short history, she's an old-timer. Living in a place outsiders describe as a ghost town doesn't faze her anymore.
Well, we're used to it, I guess, people do look at it that way because all these buildings are empty and they're kind of spooky and things, but we live with them and it's just part of our infrastructure.
While stuff like that is routine to her, some spots like the old Naval Exchange still make her wonder what Adak must have been like when it was at capacity.
There's a beauty salon in there with chairs and the mirrors and the whole thing. And you could just imagine all those baby wives coming in there and, you know, during the 70s, getting their poofy hair done. It's easy to do here. It's easy to imagine what it must have been like.
Life was probably more convenient for those Navy wives than it is for Adak's current residents. Without the federal government shipping supplies out to the Bering Sea Island anymore, household goods are expensive. $10 will buy you a box of Cheerios. On top of that, much of the military infrastructure is rotting away. Power doesn't run to any of the old gyms, and the school's Olympic-sized pool goes unheated. Even so, Cynthia speaks lovingly of Adak. Nobody was born there, and everyone who lives there chose to. Over a plate of meatloaf, she tells me that's created a tight-knit community.
It hits you after a while because things just become, you know, homey to you, and you're relaxed and easy around them, and you know, we all care for each other a lot, and we're all in the same boat. I mean, what happens to one happens to all of us.
I get what Cynthia means while riding in Mary Nelson's truck the next day.
Hey, what? Yeah, I'm gonna be there for the picture.
Okay.
Thanks for reminding me.
Mary just finished her morning shift as secretary of ACDC. Not the rock band, but the Adak Community Development Corporation. Her lunch hour is blocked out for a community photo in support of a sick resident, but she's got some time to show me the McDonald's restaurant, or the Mount Moffat Cafe, as it's now called.
It's a stiff door.
Like everything else, the fast food joint was abandoned when the Navy pulled out. But ACDC fixed it up and turned it into a galley for the town's one seafood processing plant. Mount Moffat Cafe still looks like any McDonald's across the country. There are golden arches on the doors, and there's a drive-through sign out back advertising Jurassic Park movie tie-ins. Mary's happy to have people in there again. It's a sign that Adak is coming into its own.
We're pioneers. In 2001, the military released it to the Aleut Corporation, and a city was born, a second-class city, And it's only gone up from there.
Adak's continued development is based on its ports infrastructure. Fishing boats deliver cod there regularly, and now the oil industry is looking to use Adak as a hub for Arctic drilling. Elaine Smiloff is a harbor master, and she'll be overseeing that rise in vessel traffic. She's originally from the lost village of Unga in the eastern Aleutians, and she moved to Adak in 2004.
I came out, the Aleut Corporation had a program for the shareholders to come out and pick a house. And I thought, well, I'm going to at least go look. And I just fell in love with the place because it felt like home.
Elaine is optimistic about Adak's future. As an Aleut, she especially wants to see Adak succeed. Aleut Corporation shareholders make up about a quarter of the population, and Elaine thinks that the town's potential could attract others down the road.
To me, ADAC is the economic future for the Aleuts. You know, that you have a lot of villages that aren't doing well. That's what's neat about ADAC, too, is you have Aleuts from all different areas working to make this come to life.
Someday, she hopes, ADAC won't be known as a ghost town anymore. In ADAC, I'm Alexander Gutierrez.